There's been widespread condemnation, both in the US and abroad, of President Donald Trump's latest tweets. He shared the three retweets from Jada Franson, the deputy leader of the far-right political party Britain First, to his 43 million followers on Wednesday. The first video allegedly claimed to show a Muslim migrant beating up a Dutch boy on crutches, while the second and third posts were purported to show a Muslim destroying a statue of the Virgin Mary and a group described as an Islamist mob pushing a teenage boy off a rooftop. The validity of the videos has not been verified. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders claimed that, regardless of their credibility, the president's intention was to highlight that threats to the country needed to be addressed.
Whether it's a real video, the threat is real, and that's what the president is focused on, is dealing with those real threats. And those are real no matter how you look at it. I'm not talking about the nature of the video. I think you're focusing on the wrong thing. And that's what the president is talking about, is the need for national security, the need for military spending. And those are very real things. There's nothing fake about that.
31-year-old Jada Franson was found guilty last year in Britain of a hate crime after hurling abuse at a Muslim woman wearing a hijab. She faces a separate trial after being charged with causing religiously aggravated harassment. Her party, Britain First, which was founded in 2011, is known for its extreme anti-Islam stance. A spokesperson for the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, condemned the US president's actions, saying he was wrong to share the videos. Muslim Public Affairs Council representative Ilhan Kagri reacted to Trump's tweets at a news conference in Washington.
All it does is incite hate, incite fear, and eventually incite violence. And the person who actually tweeted these in the UK, Jada Franson, was convicted with hate crimes in the UK. So we're asking for all people in this country to speak out against this, particularly leaders to speak out against these kinds of tweets, these kinds of videos, these kinds of views. We're tired of the hatred, we're tired of the division, we're tired of the nastiness.
She said she believes the far right is a much greater threat to the United States than Muslims.
If you look at FBI statistics, a far greater threat in terms of violence and our security comes from the far right. And yet we're not worried about those. And that's something we do need to be worried about. Obviously, everyone is concerned about the security of our country. But the security of our country, if it's endangered, it's endangered from many positions. And the far right is a bigger threat to the security of our country than Muslims.
Nahed Awad, the executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, said hate speech leads to hate crimes.
Millions of Americans were shocked, but not surprised, to see President Trump retweet anti-Muslim videos. The videos were from a hate group known as Britain First, which calls for a comprehensive ban on Islam in the UK and to deport British Muslims who have made the UK their home for generations. President Trump's actions are putting the lives and safety of American Muslim children and families at risk.
Lakshmi Sharidharan from social justice organisation South Asian Americans Leading Together said it's not only Muslims in the United States that are being targeted.
At this uncertain hour in our country, the real threat is this administration and its white supremacist allies. As a result of Islamophobic federal policies such as the Muslim ban and the president's semantic stampedes on Twitter, our communities continue to suffer injustices at the hands of white supremacists and anti-Muslim hate groups nationwide. According to the FBI's 2016 hate crime statistics that were recently released, anti-Muslim hate crimes increased by 19%, anti-Hindu hate crimes increased by 100%, and anti-Sikh hate crimes increased by 17%. And according to Pew, assaults against Muslim Americans have surpassed levels reached in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks.